Amos was saying, was prophesying very harshly about the future and what would happen to Amatziah. Amatziah was the priest of the Avodah Zarah in Beth El. It seems that the Navi is continuing to prophesy to Amatziah. And he's saying that Yisrael would be exiled from its land. And the Navi is prophesying and explaining how it would come to be. Kohir ani Adonai Elohim. Thus God showed me, vihine, and behold, keluv kayetz. It was a basket of summer fruit. Vayomer, and he said, and God said, ma ata ro'e Amos? Amos, what do you see? Va'omar, and I told him, keluv kayetz, a basket of summer fruit. Vayomer Adonai Eli, and God said to me, ba haketz el ami Yisrael. The end, it's a play on the word, the end has come to my nation Yisrael. Lo osif od, I will not continue avor lo, to let it, to pass him, to let it pass, to forgive him. The connotation of the summer fruit is that they're very, very ripe and they're finished. So therefore he's saying it is the end, and thus it is the end of his nation Israel. Vehelilu shirot hechal bayom ahu ne'um Adonai. And their songs that they sing in their temples will become cries, is the statement of God, is the pronouncement of God. Rav ha-peger, many corpses, b'chol makom hishlich has. They are strewn everywhere, and they will say, shh, meaning they will quietly tell each other to be quiet, and they will accept themselves the judgment of God. Some Rishonim say that they will be quiet and tell people not to tell each other, not to discourage the other people. Now, these psukim that are coming up, they go back on what we said in the first and mostly in the second perek about the three sins of Yisrael. The first two he did not decide to let it pass, and the third one he decided that he's going to punish them for. And the main thing there over there was that they were very harsh and they were on the poor. Shimru zot. Hashoafim evyon. Listen to this, those who swallow the poor. Velashbit aniye aretz. And they make rest. In other words, they make them that they have nothing to do. The destitute, the poor of the land. How do they do that? Lemor, by saying, matay ya'avor chodesh venashbir ha-shever. The wealthy, they say, when will the month of the reaping, when will that end? Because the poor, according to halacha, they get to take the presence of the aniyim, the matnot aniyim. They get to take pe'ah, leket, shikah. There are certain parts of the field, the corner of the field, or something that falls. There's certain halachot about it as the wheat is being harvested. And they're saying, when is this month over that they no longer will be able to walk behind us and take their stuff, and we will be able to sell them? V'nashbir ha-shever, and we will sell them grain. And when the time comes to sell the grain, they push it off a week to make the poor desperate and to push up the price and to control the market. Laktin efa, to make the efa, which is a measurement, small. They cheat, they make it a small measurement. Ulhagdil shekel, and they make the weight against of the money larger to make them pay more. Ulavet mozine mirma, and to make crooked, false scales. Liknot bakesef dalim, to acquire all the money of the poor, the evyon, and the destitute. Ba'avur na'alayim, for shoes, meaning even for small money, even for small things. Umapal bar nashbir. This is the waste of the grain that falls when they're threshing. Generally, this is not eaten by humans, it is given to the birds and animals. Now here they sell it to the poor for a lot of money. Mapal bar nashbir. They sell the fall of the grain. Nishba Adonai, God swore, b'gaon Yaakov, by the Beit HaMikdash, im ishkach lanetzach kol ma'asehem. If he will ever forget all of their deeds. Ha'azot lo tirgaz ha'aretz. For this will the land not shake. Ve'aval kol yoshev bah. and destroy whoever resides in it. Ve'alta ha'or kulah, and will go up like a river, all of it. Ve'nigresha ve'nishkeha ki'or Mitzrayim, and they will be removed. Ve'nishkeha, and they will sink to depths. Ki'or Mitzrayim, like the river of Egypt. Ve'haya bayom hahu, and will be on that day, meaning the day of judgment, the day of the destruction of Eretz Israel. Ne'um Adonai Elohim is the pronouncement of God. Ve'heveti ha'shemesh b'tzahorayim, and I will make the sun set in the afternoon. Ve'ha'hashachti la'aretz b'yom or, and I will darken the land on a bright day. This is a parable for something very, very bad will befall him. Ve'ha'fachti ha'gechem le'evel, and I will switch, I will turn your holidays to mourning. V'chol shirechem l'kina, and all your songs to a lamentation. V'ha'aleti al kol motnaim sak, and I will put on every hip sackcloth. V'al kol rosh korha, and every head baldness, meaning they will fall out. V'samtia ke'evel yahid, and I will make them like a father who mourns over his only son. And after it, a bitter day. This is a double lashon, a repeat of what we just said. Hine yamim baim neum Adonai Elohim. Behold, days are coming, is the statement of God. Vishlachti ra'av ba'aretz, and I will send out a famine in the land. Lo ra'av lalechem, not a famine for bread. Ve'lo tzama lamayim, and not a drought for water. Ki im lishmar et divrei Adonai, rather to hear the words of God. The Navi is saying that now people are telling the Navi to be quiet. They are telling him to keep quiet. They're telling him not to say Nevuah. The people are disgusted by hearing Nevuah. They don't want to hear the rebuke anymore. But the Navi is saying there will come a day in the future where even if it's going to be rebuke, you also want to hear the word of God. We also want to hear the connection. And that day is by the Chorban, or later on when there was no longer Nevuah, and the Radak says it's till today. That at this point in time, we'll take anything. We'll take any words of God that we can, any Navi we can possibly hear, we'll take it, even if it's going to be rebuke. Venaro miyam adyam, and they will move, they will search, meaning from ocean to ocean, from the Yam Suf in the south until the Mediterranean. Umitzafon ve'ad mizrach, and from the north to the east. Yeshotetu, they will go, levakesh, to request, to search, to et devar Adonai, the words of God. V'lo yimtzau, and they will not find it. Bayom ahu, on that day, tit'alafna habetulot hayafot, the young maidens, they will faint. V'abahurim batzama, and the young men, from thirst. Even people that are strong and they are young, they will also be searching for the word of God. They won't find it. It will be in vain, their search. The Mefarshim say that even young people, the idea here is that even young people that generally they're looking to have a good time and they're looking to enjoy themselves, they will also be driven to try to find the word of God. But the Pasuk says they won't be able to find it. Hanishba'im be'ashmat shomron, those that swear by the sin of Shomron, meaning the Avodah Zarah in Bet El. Ve'amru, and they say, He Elohecha, by life of God Dan, of the Avodah Zarah Dan. Ve'he Derech Be'er Sheva, and they swear by the Avodah Zarah Be'er Sheva. Meaning, the Navi says that the same way that their people are disgusted by the word of God, and they don't want to hear it, and they swear by the Ashmat Shomron, by the Avon Shomron, and they swear on the Egel and Dan and Be'er Sheva. Similarly, they will. It will be the opposite. They will yearn for God, but they won't, the real God, but they won't find Him. And Ishba'im ba'Ashmat Shomron ve'amru he Eloich Adan ve'he Derech Be'er Sheva Shavar ve'nafelu ve'lo yakumu od, and those that are still swearing by the Avodah Zarah, they will fall and they will not come. They will not rise.